Community leaders in Lithgow are calling for an urgent solution to the mental health problems erupting in their once thriving industrial city. Perched on the western edge of the Blue Mountains, the central west New South Wales town built its prosperity on coal mining. But a series of mine and power station closures has left residents worried about the future, as Gavin Coote reports.
The city of Lithgow has long provided much of the state's electricity. It's also one of the birthplaces of the country's steel industry. But many residents here feel like they've been forgotten. And for them, living on the western side of the Blue Mountains has meant going without many frontline mental health services. Anne Caro is the principal of the local high school.
As far as I'm aware, there is no designated mental health bed at Lithgow Hospital. And it's completely inappropriate in this town.
Lithgow's unemployment rate sits at 8.4%, which is more than 3% above the state average. Youth unemployment is at 13.7. That's worrying Wayne McAndrew, a councillor at Lithgow City Council who's been involved in the coal mining industry for more than four decades.
In the coal mining industry, there's always been a cyclic type of industry and up and downs, but I've got to say this is the worst I've seen in my time. When I entered the industry in 75, there was 10 operating mines in Lithgow. There's now three.
Wayne McAndrew has been leading the push to find a solution to some of the city's mental health issues. He helped bring together about 200 people at a summit in Lithgow last night, where locals raised concerns about a lack of basic services.
So it's very scary to think that I can't present myself to my local hospital if I was desperate, because I wouldn't have any faith that they would be able to look after me.
Narelle Bird is one of many local residents who have to travel away for treatment. The forum heard that until recently, paramedics were transporting patients to Katoomba about an hour away for urgent mental health care. Ms Bird says that's unsettling for people at crisis point, particularly for young people.
Because there's so much unemployment, kids can't get to and from places. They don't have vehicles, they don't have money. They're relying on trains and buses. And then to be stigmatised to have to say that you've gone to Katoomba, people automatically think that you've gone there for a mental health condition. So if you could do it quietly in your own backyard of Lithgow, it'd be much better, I think.
Sam Williams has grown up living with mental illness and regularly drives the 90-minute journey to Penrith in Western Sydney for treatment.
Before that, I travelled to Warners Bay in Newcastle. So Katoomba wasn't an option because the service is abysmal.
He fears a lack of local mental health services combined with poor job and recreation prospects is setting his peers up to fail.
There does need to be accessible facilities, but there also needs to be something to contain the interest of young people that isn't sitting around going, I can't afford to go to Penrith this weekend, but my best mate's 15, he's got a beard, so I reckon we can get a carton of beer and try and find something to do.
Councillor Wayne McAndrew says the state and federal government need to be part of a solution and help boost employment and services in the city.
My strong view is this council have got to be living in Macquarie Street in Canberra in the next few weeks and months and years to make sure that our community gets a fair go.
That's Lithgow Councillor Wayne McAndrew ending that report from Gavin Coote.